One of the concerns about Japan's constitutional change is that it might potentially pave the way for confrontation with China. There has been a flare-up of tensions between China and Japan in recent months. It's not just political, it's kind of personal as well. My colleague Carol Hills recently spoke with Karen Ma. She's a Chinese novelist who grew up in Japan. And she told Carol that some of the friction between Japan and China is playing out within her own family.
My brother-in-law is Japanese, and of course my sister being Chinese, and every time there's a new bout of a political event, if you will, between the two countries, invariably they would end up in a domestic argument. You know, why is China doing this or why is Japan doing that? You're doing this again.
So what are the specific things they argue about?
You know, the history, I think, the fact that China's side insisting upon Japan to apologize over and over again as a sore spot. I think a lot of, not just my brother-in-law, a lot of the Japanese don't understand why the Chinese side insist on making the Japanese apologizing, even though they have apologized in the past.
Of course, what China wants Japan to apologize about is sort of wartime atrocities, wartime treatment of the Chinese. But what's the fundamental miscommunication between them?
The fact that I think Japan very much wants to move on, and China does not want to move on. And in an interesting independent think tank survey of a joint Chinese and Japanese public opinion poll, they noticed that more Chinese are, you know, focusing on Japan of yesteryear, of the past, whereas when the Japanese talk about China, they tend to focus on today's China. They would mention, say, Chinese food. They would mention the air pollution of China, whereas when the Chinese talk about Japan, they tend to focus on Nanjing Massacre. They mention the Senkaku or Diaoyu Islands, you know. So we're not done with this chapter.
So do you find yourself having to explain Japanese people to Chinese people? You're in this position of having grown up in Japan, but you're Chinese.
Yes, I have had such occasions. I remember when I was in Japan, I worked for a radio station at one point, and I remember one time this producer, Japanese producer in his 30s, came to me one day and wanted me to explain what had happened in Japan's history because he was on a trip to Kuala Lumpur. He was quite taken aback when the local Malaysians refused to do interviews with him and citing Japan's aggression in the past. And he wanted me to explain what exactly happened.
So we're to assume that he wasn't taught about what Japan did during World War II, and he really honestly didn't know?
He honestly didn't know, because I think the Japanese textbooks make very scant mentions of that chapter of his history.
What about, do you have a similar story about how a Chinese person might have a huge misunderstanding about Japan?
Yes, I recently met a young man, a young Chinese man, who told me that, you know, he made a trip to Japan recently, and he was quite surprised by how civilized, you know, the Japanese are, you know, and he said that, well, you know, the television TV dramas I watch at home, you know, they would portray the Japanese in such negative light, they make them always look short and creepy looking, you know, that
short and creepy
was truly creepy. Yeah, very. And he was very surprised when he found that this is so not true. And of course, these kind of war TV dramas, they're the mainstays of the government-controlled media.
So as a person who lived in both countries, do you have any advice on how Chinese and Japanese might overcome their huge misunderstandings?
I think Chinese are also beginning to go to Japan. However, at this point, the numbers are still small. You know, I think according to this survey, only about 5% of Chinese have visited Japan, and about 14% of Japanese have visited China. And I think that given how close physically the two nations are, I think they really ought to have greater personal exchanges. You know, and that will really help them see more objectively of each other.
Karen Ma is the author of the novel Excess Baggage, which is loosely based on her family's experience as Chinese immigrants living in Japan. Thanks a lot, Karen.
Thank you very much.